Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community In Depth. We are so happy to have in studio with us today members of the wonderful team at Hastings Family Service. And we have in studio with us Maria Slavik. She's the volunteer and communications coordinator at Hastings Family Service. And also Kelly Carter, who is the development and community relations coordinator at Hastings Family Service. So good to see both of you. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
How are things at Hastings Family Service? Tell me all about it.
Well, they're wonderful as always. They're always something new and always busy.
Yeah, we have just lots happening right now. It's an exciting time for the organization. We're just coming off of National Volunteer Week.
Yes.
Which was April 17th through the 23rd. So, you know, we really try to recognize and acknowledge our gratitude for our volunteers every day at Hastings Family Service. But really, that week is always a fun week just to make it a little extra special for our volunteers.
It's so sweet, but you know volunteers, especially the ones that come with such an open heart like they do to your facility, they don't want a thank you necessarily. They're just so grateful. They want to thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, we get a lot of that where our volunteers really are just excited to be a part of the HFS family and a part of the work that we do.
And to be able to volunteer again.
Yes. I mean, but we couldn't do the work without them. So at the end of the day, we are incredibly grateful for them. Last year in 2021, we had 332 volunteers who logged over 15,000 hours. And that's a lot. But what's even more remarkable is that span, some of those months where things were not quite back to normal. We really didn't reopen the thrift store and the donation center and our Just Friends program until partway through the year. So it just shows how even in unusual circumstances, our volunteers just step up and show up and really make the work we do possible.
That's an incredible statistic, 15,000 plus hours. What is that? Like, that's like 7 full-time equivalents, right? Because isn't a work year 2,040 hours?
Yeah, I'm not sure how that equates this year, but we typically are really high on the full-time equivalency.
Just incredible.
Compared to our relatively small staff. So we do rely on our volunteers, which is why it was so exciting to just celebrate them that week. The week happened to coincide with HFS's 52nd anniversary as a nonprofit. So we celebrated in HFS style by grilling hot dogs out in front of the donation center, which was really fun for our volunteers. And then the other really fun thing we got to do that week was to give our volunteers a sneak peek of the newly renovated space.
That's what I want to hear about, please. So give some background on this space. It's next door to your current location, and explain how this all came about.
Yeah, it all happened last year. The building next door was empty at the time. There was no tenant in there. And as we were navigating through the pandemic and the modifications we had to make to our food shelf programming, we were running out of space. The drive-through food shelf solved a lot of problems for us. It enabled us to continue to keep the food shelf open at a really critical time, and it allowed our volunteers to work and for us to serve our neighbors. But at the end of the day, the drive-through food shelf takes up a lot of space because we have to have pallets of boxes that are pre-packed and ready to go. We also need several packing stations for our volunteers to pack up the fresh and the frozen items to go along with that, as well as personal care items. And then we need a space to like line up all those carts and queue them up for the day. So we were running out of space, and it was a matter of just kind of perfect timing that the opportunity was there for us to purchase that building and to expand our warehouse space, as well as some space that our volunteers will get to utilize and some office space as well.
It's pretty exciting. So I know that when we spoke the last time, you had just broken through to the other side, but where do you stand today? What's going on?
Well, the renovations are complete. And so
I love it.
We are now in shifting gears to the process of moving into the space. The biggest thing for us is that additional warehouse space. That is really going to just transform the way we can operate our food shelf programs and our seasonal programs like Project Share and school supplies. And it's also going to provide a really important safety improvement and efficiency improvement for our volunteers. With everything crammed in the way we were managing, it was working, but this is going to make things even more efficient and even more safe for our volunteers to work in that space. We are also, in addition to the extra warehouse space, we will have a new volunteer hub, which is a space that...
A volunteer hub. This is exciting.
We found a fun name for it because it's really going to be the place where our volunteers come in and land and then spread out to do the work in the building. So we wanted to, as the work gets spread out more, we wanted to still maintain that sense of community for our volunteers, give them a place where they can come in, connect, and get their communication. And my office is going to be right next to it, so I'm going to be more accessible to our volunteers, which will hopefully help make things just run more smoothly for them, make it easier for them to express needs and availability and things like that. We also have some additional meeting space with this new expansion, which is going to provide us the opportunity not only to have meetings and those kind of important functions, but for our volunteers, that's going to provide us a space that we haven't had to have more trainings. And it's also going to make volunteer orientations
more easy
to do. And this new space is also going to provide us the opportunity to better engage groups of volunteers and youth volunteers. That's something that we have been wanting to do more of for a long time, but we've been so limited in our space and also just confidentiality concerns of having everything happening in the same space. We had to be very careful with that. And now with an additional expanded space, we have some opportunities now to explore that and to better engage some of those groups that would like to come in and do more of a short-term project or a one-time opportunity or opportunities for groups of different youth from church communities or scouting groups, those kind of things. We're really excited to be able to explore that as we move into this new space.
Boy, that really does sound exciting. So are you planning to have an open house?
I believe there are some plans in the works for that. I don't know the details yet.
We don't have a date yet, but
okay.
But we'll let you know.
Thank you.
We'll let you know right away.
I love it. So won't that be nice? So, I mean, I'm sure this is something that the public would be very interested in seeing.
Well, and it's because of our community that we were able to do this. So, yeah, it's great.
It is great. Wow, that is just wonderful news. So congrats to you. Maria, I know also that you wanted to talk about your need for volunteers. You mentioned all these wonderful volunteers, but you could use a couple more.
We sure could, especially with this new space. We are adding new shifts, which is something that we haven't done in a while. So our market food shelf, which are our volunteers who pack those food orders, and soon, once we are able to shift into the new space, we will be resuming our in-person choice model food appointments where our neighbors can come in and shop for the items that they need. So those volunteers assist with those food orders, packing them, preparing them. And now that we are going to be adding in those in-person appointments along with the drive-through, and we have double the space where all the work has to happen, we're going to be adding some volunteers to those shifts. So we will have Monday through Friday some 3.5-hour morning or afternoon shifts available in the food shelf. So we're looking for volunteers who are interested in that kind of work. It is a little physical. It does require the ability to stand, be on your feet, bend and lift, and pulling carts. So it is a little bit physical, but certainly if physical limitations are a concern, I would invite you just to reach out to me because we can walk you through it and have you just take a look and see if it is something that would work for you or what kind of accommodations we might be able to make. Additionally, we are doing a lot more food rescue. I'm sure
the
Amy,
big giant truck.
Yeah.
Tell us more.
I know Amy has, I'm sure, shared with you about the new Market on the Move van. And one of the ways that our volunteers are utilizing that right off the bat is to do food rescue. So several times a week, we are out and about in the community picking up food from Coburn's, Quick Trip, Cub Food, Foods around town, just picking up some of that extra food that would normally end up in the waste stream, but we're able to take it and distribute it down at Hastings Family Service. And our volunteers go out and collect that food and then bring it back, and we need volunteers to sort it. So we're looking for volunteers who are willing to drive. Again, it's a little bit more of a physical job to go pick those things up and load the van or load your vehicle and bring them back down to HFS. But we also need volunteers in the warehouse who can sort through the food, get it in the appropriate place so we can start using it as well. And again, those positions would be available Monday through Friday. Those tend to be a little bit shorter shifts. So if a 3.5-hour shift sounds a little too long, those food rescue shifts are a nice option that are a little bit shorter in the mornings.
So again, you would recommend that people just contact you and then you can take a peek at their skill set and perhaps place them in the right place.
Absolutely. On our website, hastingsfamilieservice.org, there is a little button at the top of the page to click that says volunteer, and that will take you to a page that outlines all of the opportunities that we have available, as well as the link to our volunteer application, which is just a simple process of providing your availability and contact information so we can reach out to you and sit down and discuss the options that we have and try to find a good fit for both HFS and for you as a volunteer. We also have a couple of openings in our volunteer receptionist area. Our volunteer receptionists are really high-level volunteers who answer our phones, they set up appointments, and they assist our neighbors when they arrive for their appointments. And we have a couple of shifts open on Monday and Friday afternoons that we're looking for some volunteers who might like to take on those shifts. We are always looking for additional Meals on Wheels drivers to deliver over the lunch hour Monday through Friday, as well as Just Friends drivers. Our Just Friends transportation program is a really important program that provides rides for our neighbors who need to get to medical appointments or grocery shopping. And that's a wonderful, flexible opportunity for volunteers to choose the times that work for them. As they look at all the rides that have been requested each week, they can kind of pick and choose and self-schedule what works best for them. And the final area that we need volunteers in is our Rivertown Treasures thrift store.
My favorite place.
As well as our donation center. They kind of go hand in hand. We need help bringing in those donations from our donors, especially at this busy time of year. And then we need help sorting through those donations and getting them ready to go out into the store. And then we need volunteers in our store who not only help with the retail operations, but assist our neighbors who come in for clothing and household voucher appointments as well. So we have a whole variety of shifts that are available under that area. And one of the special needs that we're looking for right now is volunteers who might be available on Saturdays. Currently, the store and donation center have been closed on Saturdays temporarily while we are short-staffed, and that short staffing is not just paid staff, but it's also volunteer staff. So we are looking for volunteers who might be available on Saturday. It's a great opportunity if you're not available during the week to come on down on Saturday and help out working in the thrift store, where, of course, all the proceeds benefit all the programs that we do at Hastings Family Service. So it's a really integral part of what we do.
Kelly, I know you wanted to remind people, with prom season coming and wedding season coming, you have some thrifty ways to keep your costs down.
We do. We have, right now, we have a lot of prom dresses in the store.
It's amazing.
Yes. And, you know, most of these dresses have probably been worn one time. So we have some beautiful dresses. We also have some wedding dresses that may or may not have ever been worn. So stop in, and if they're not out, always ask one of our store volunteers. Okay. Even if it's, you know, off season, not in the spring when we have them out, ask one of our donation center volunteers, because we always have a rack of prom or, you know, bridesmaids dresses and wedding dresses that we would be able to let you look at. It's a great way to shop. You're supporting your community, and you're getting a deal on a prom dress.
Absolutely. And I think the other flip side of that is, if you have a prom dress or a wedding dress that you perhaps would like to part with, what a wonderful way to know that it's going to get extra life and
Yes, absolutely.
Make somebody's day. That's absolutely. Just great. So that's at Rivertown Treasures. And again, what are the hours of Rivertown Treasures, please?
Tuesday through Friday right now from 9 to 4.
And then we're in the month of May. What are some things that are going on you wanted to highlight?
Sure. We have next Thursday, May 12th, we will be with our newly tattooed van. For National Hospital Week, we'll be at the hospital on the north side of the lot, across from the horses, is what I was told. So we will be there collecting food donations. So if you'd like to swing by and drop off a food donation, you're more than welcome to. Or if you just want to swing by and see our pretty new van, you're welcome to do that. So we will be there between 11 and 1. And then May 14th is Stamp Out Hunger, the postal carrier food drive. So this is a day that you can set a bag of non-perishable food out by your mailbox, and your mail carriers will pick that up and then bring it down to Hastings Family Service. And this is probably in the year our largest food drive. It's typically like 6,000-8,000 pounds of food. And before I came today, I looked up in 9 years, so from 2010 to 2019, because we haven't had it the last 2 years, 84,558 pounds of food collected.
That
is
crazy.
Food drives in that one day.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
Next Saturday, set out a bag of food, and your postal carrier will grab that and bring it down to us.
So nice. And it's not complicated. You just buy what you or donate what you would buy yourself.
Right, right. If you're a big mac and cheese eater, throw a couple of boxes of mac and cheese or some canned soup or something like that. Yeah. And then this is one of my favorite events to attend. It's the tug of war at the Hastings Middle School. And hopefully there's good weather this year. I think we got all the rain out of our system. But that is going to be on May 20th. And I just want to give a shout out to these kiddos. In 8 years, they raised $68,227.
That's incredible.
Right? And this money goes to support our school supply program. So it's wonderful. They literally hand me a shoebox or a paper bag full of money when we go to this event. So it's really fun. So if you have a middle schooler, I would go check it out, because they all get up on the hill. All the students are sitting on the hill and they get all dressed up, and it's really fun. And then one last thing, Huffbeck Photography.
Yes.
Kim has been doing photography for 20 years, and she's a Hastings resident, and she is a part of this National Children's Portrait Contest, and it runs through September 12th. And so if you contact her to get your photos taken, the session fee of $30 is donated to Hastings Family Service. And so this year, she told me her goal was to book 40 sessions, and it would be $1,200 that would be donated to Hastings Family Service.
That's pretty
And you
nice.
Could win, you know, if you, then your children or whatever entered into this. There's different groups. It's, you can do pets, and there's a mommy and me or a daddy and me. There's all these different areas. So you could be eligible to win. There's over $7,500 in prizes.
Love this. Again, yeah, people doing good for Hastings Family Service. We
right?
love it.
I know. It's amazing.
It is amazing. You two are amazing. Thank you for coming in today. Our guests, Maria Slavik and Kelly Carter, they are with Hastings Family Service. And if you do want to visit them online, go to hastingsfamilyservice.org and you will find quite a bit of the information we talked about today. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.